Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
Would there have been a ritual that you would have added in the last decade, knowing what you went through, knowing the ups and downs, the loneliness, the darkness? Would there have been like, you know what, every week I'm going to talk to a therapist for my 20s, or every week I'm going to get 7 hours of sleep a night? Or would there have been anything you would have tried to shift that could have been like, you know what, I'm going to get off the internet for one day a week and just sit in nature? Like, what could you have done in an ideal world?
Yeah, you just said it. You said it all. Like that, all of that would have been amazing, but there's just no way you could have told this guy that, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way. I'm going to get off the internet. If I'm off the internet for one day, that's followers. I'm in my head, like, followers that I'm not getting, or fans that aren't going to come to a city, or this, or da 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 da. And in many ways, it's true. Me, I wanted ultimate success. I wanted the biggest success you could have, and I got it. And the reason I did that is because I sacrificed everything to get it. Now, I don't think that's healthy, but once again, in retrospect, personally, I am glad I did it. But I also somehow, common sense and God, just like when I was a kid, made it out the other side of all of this and realized my self-worth and that I don't need to do this and all these other things. I did need to do that, not for self-worth, but to build a brand and a fan base around the world where I could tour for the rest of my life if I want and be financially okay. I had to do that. And now I'm just at a place where I'm like, okay, I could continue to do that. I could keep having $30 million years, or I could have a couple million dollar years.
Right, and enjoy your life.
Right? Yeah. And what is that? Like, it doesn't really change my quality of life. And you know what is even more important is I can do the thing my parents did, and I can spend time with my child, and I can be a good dad. And that's what's more important to me now.
What was your mindset around money growing up? And how did you shift your mindset at some point to really start building wealth, manifesting and attracting money, and also not blow it?
I don't even remember ever seeing money in the household. I remember when food stamps weren't on a card, on an EBT card, and they were actual food stamps that looked like Monopoly money. I knew nothing of money. I knew no concept of saving it, what that meant. I mean, we had just enough to get by, like, literally. That was
day
it.
By day, yeah.
Understanding fundamentally, like, how to use and utilize money and save money didn't come till I was 17 and I got two jobs. So I left home at 17. I got two jobs. I worked at a flower shop and I worked at Jiffy Lube. I'm making like $7.50 an hour, dude. Can't really save anything. So it wasn't until I signed my deal with Def Jam and I went from having like $12 in my bank account to $175,000 overnight.
Wow.
The first thing I did was I went to Taco Bell because that was like
luxury.
And I was like, I bought my homies some stuff. I got my producer and I got my videographer a new camera. Besides that, I saved every dime that I had and I put it into myself and in my craft. And then I moved to LA and I was paying rent and we were staying kind of in the hills. I did all that and then I went on tour and I literally, like, investing my money in myself. I would pay for the merchandise. We'd haul it around in trash bags. We'd go to these shows. Things are going good. I'm making my money back, making a bit of a profit. And then I remember for the big tour, we needed a tour bus. By the time I fronted all the money, I only had $1,200 in my bank account.
Ooh.
You know, I made it, my album's out, but there's always something else that you don't really realize. But I made my money and then I did good. And, you know, I remember getting my first $1 million check from a merchandise company, which is crazy.
Wow.
Because we were selling such merch and things were going well. And then even when I had that $30 million year, people were like, invest your money, make money for you. And, but I'm still like, that poor kid that's like, no, right. Mine. If it's in this account, it's not going anywhere. So like, no. I think it's trial and error. And once again, God and common sense.
What do you think are the biggest lies around success that you wish people understood more?
The biggest cliche, money doesn't make you happiness. Success can't make you happy. Like, it's just so true. But at the same time, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because we all want to feel worthy. We all want to feel accomplished. Like, I want to be the best dad in the world, but as good of a father as I want to be, I still have my own dreams. And if I don't chase those dreams and follow those dreams, even very responsibly to make sure that I'm making time, like, I'm not going to be happy. And if I'm not happy, I'm not going to be a good dad. If your goal or motivation is like money and success, you're not going to be happy. You'll be successful, but you won't necessarily be happy. So with music, my goal, for sure, I was like, I do want to make a bunch of money. I do want to be really famous. I do want this. But none of that mattered when I was writing my raps. None of that mattered when I was making beats. When I was actually in the studio with my friends, all that mattered is that we were creating something genuine from our heart. We were having fun. We were making the music we liked and loved. So whether it's a sport you love to play, don't just be like, oh, I'm gonna be the best running back. Cool, but like, do you love the game? Is it just something that your dad like drilled you to do and you're like one of the baller brothers or whatever, you know? Like, so make sure whatever it is, you enjoy it. And honestly, you could enjoy making money. Like, that's a real thing. You could be like, I'm gonna start an investment company and I'm gonna this, da, 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 and like, it gets me excited and I'm gonna make people their money and make money from their money. And that, like, for sure, like, you can do that. But just know at the end of the day, okay, you got that money, now what?
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.